I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to our first holiday special of Bridge to the Atlantic.
We wanted to try something different and invite some of our past guests back on to end the year.
We've included some clips from the pre-interview before the episode that we thought you'd enjoy.
Stay safe and happy holidays.
You can tell everyone's already been on the show because everyone's well-framed. Do you realize that, Ross?
Yeah.
Everyone's perfectly framed. Yeah. Basically, the closer you guys... Not like stupidly close, but the closer you can get, the better. You guys all look good. Just because we're all six of us are going to be on the screen. I knew you were going to do that. I knew it.
We'll
just have Andrew's lips for the whole...
Us entertainers get to have more jerks. Face.
Maybe we can make, we can form one face. Like if one person...
I love it.
Oh, yeah.
We can all just form one giant scary face.
This is making me feel funny.
That's the point.
Let's all do the interview kiss distance. Just like an uncomfortable kiss distance. Hi, Dion.
Hi, everybody.
Hey. I like
that
voice.
That was so ridiculous. By the way, I'm the only one that went Christmassy, didn't I?
You guys have
like T-minus 2 minutes to go grab something Christmassy if you can get anything.
Jewish,
anything red or something. Oh, that's right. Sorry, not Christmassy. I know that.
I'm Jewish.
But I would have probably won.
Ross and I had a long talk about this too. We haven't prepared. We're going to avoid saying Christmas and everything. Oh my God.
I get really offended.
It's over. My face is red.
That's just my being lazy.
If everybody could just never not say Christmas, just stop saying Christmas right now, or else I'm going to get really upset and angry. And I'm going to like send the Anti-Defamation League and stick on my glasses.
That was the look
I was going to go for.
I had found something Christmassy. I found a candy cane.
Perfect.
I ate it, though.
Oh.
Show us the inside of your stomach.
Cut yourself open on this show right now.
Throw up on this show so that we can see the candy cane. Andrew, are those ornaments hanging from your lips?
I found ornaments.
Wow.
Oh. I actually just thought they were your headphones.
Ornaments hanging from lip piercings is exactly what baby Jesus
Terry,
had in
mind. Terry,
you're
not allowed to say
the word Christmas. When he created Christmas.
Christmas, Christmas, Christmas.
Yeah. Wait, okay, so I have a question.
Naomi 12:10.
Is Santa also Jewish? Because Santa's not Christ connected, right?
Well, Jesus
no,
is Jewish.
Santa's not. Santa's
so Santa is just, he's
pagan.
Just,
so we can say Jesus, Ross. It brings everyone together. It's Christian and Jewish.
Yeah, we can say Santa. Can.
Ross is all politically correct. He's like, we can't say this or that. I'm like, I wanted one of the 20 questions to be Jesus or Moses.
Totally.
Wait, Ross is like, no, we can't do it.
Wait, why?
The snowman is Jesus is Jewish also. Okay. So I think we can
he
talk about
he has a big
snowman.
Carrot nose.
Oh my
God. That's why you're saying he's Jewish. I knew it.
Don't you put that on me.
You're going down in that one.
Are we recording?
And for the record,
I always record.
Yeah. I love Jesus. I'm like super cool with it.
I think I know what I'm going to get you for Christmas now or for Hanukkah is an I love Jesus shirt. That'll be the ultimate ironic gesture of the year.
Welcome to a special holiday edition of Bridge the Atlantic. We're your hosts, singer-songwriter Marcio Novelli.
And web designer Ross Barber.
Today we're mixing things up a bit by having four guests on the show. So please welcome, in alphabetical order, singer-songwriter Andrew DeLeon, singer-songwriter and Fire in the Romance frontman Dion Roy, singer-songwriter Tara Naomi, and musician-actor Tyler Hilton. Hi, guys.
Hey.
What up?
Hey.
What's up?
How's it going?
Hang it. I think my roommate just walked by and thinks I'm talking to the movie I'm watching outside.
Tell him it's this thing called Skype.
Yeah. No, these aren't actors. These are real people.
Yeah.
They're my MySpace friends.
Welcome to the future.
You know, awesome. Just hanging out with my friends on my computer screen in little squares. That's what was promised to me in cartoons as a kid, and it came
and
true.
And here it is.
Yeah, here it is.
Except there are also like awesome robots that did shit for you too, and I don't have one yet, so I'm a little bummed.
A lot more like moving walkways, you know.
Yeah, a lot more. A lot more.
Yeah, fuck the future.
The future sucks, apparently. Jesus, the worst. This is the future of life.
Why don't we all just hang out like this more often? It's on our own terms. It's in our own spaces. You know what I mean?
I'm not wearing pants.
Smell each other's BO.
I smell terrible.
I'm not wearing pants either. I thought I was going
to. And I'm having a good time.
We can hang out without pants all we want on here.
I don't feel it's necessary.
Well, I just don't. Yeah, there's nothing below here. I'm just a torso.
Dion's shirt is actually a crop top.
I'm just a bust.
You guys watch American Horror Story, the latest season?
Uh-huh.
Anyone?
No.
Wow, Andrew does. Yeah, the girl that doesn't have legs, or like she's just the torso or half a torso.
Yeah.
Anyways, that was bad reference.
Hook me up.
On that note,
that was a joke.
Dion's like, I've never been a leg guy.
Yeah.
So I want to ask you guys, we're going to address you guys one at a time here. Do you guys have any 2014 highlights that you can point out for each of your careers? I guess I'll ask you, just because you're in the top left of my screen here, Tara, I'm going to ask you first.
Oh my God, really? I mean, yeah. There's so many. I was just like, it's been such a crazy year. I needed to sort of organize all the best into like best, most best, like crazy best.
Your natural response would be
really,
the best.
I don't know. I mean, okay. Well, I guess the most exciting thing is, well, some of the songs that I've written, I really love, but that's like so... Oh, boring. So I feel like...
But you don't always write good songs every year. So if this year you've written particularly good songs, that's something.
That is something.
Yeah, sound like that. It's like, I don't know when anybody's going to hear them because I have no plans to make an album anytime soon. But I'm really
so
excited
good
about
have you on the show right
writing.
Now, then. This is great.
Yeah.
You're promoting an album
awesome.
That you will not
I mean,
make.
I'm an accountant now.
this is my office. No,
awesome.
I'm really excited about the book that I'm writing and the musical, both musicals, and I'm really excited about the TV show that's going to come from the book and
awesome.
About some of the other shit I'm developing in the TV and film world. And
woo.
That's kind of. And I'm going
awesome.
To Uruguay. I'm going to Uruguay on Tuesday to sing. To sing at the Formula One, well, Formula E, their electric car race.
They're
so that's kind of
cars.
That's gonna probably be a highlight because I'll get to be in Punta del Este, which is like the most awesome sort of South America's super cool place to go, and there'll be electric cars racing around the city, and I'll be singing this crazy song with dancers and stuff, which is like. Completely not what I normally do, but I'm really excited about it. So that'll probably end up being a highlight.
Awesome.
It's been a pretty great year, to be honest. So
awesome. You, Andrew.
Yeah.
Dang.
What?
A highlight of 2014 for yourself as a for your career.
Oh, I'd say forming my band and performing with them for the first time at this past October at the Austin Vampire Ball was pretty awesome. It went smoothly, and usually shit goes wrong, your first show with the band, because I'm used to performing solo, and shit did go wrong, but it wasn't stuff that the audience could tell. It was just stuff that I could tell. I'm such a control freak that, but that is a huge highlight. Yeah, 2014 was a great year for that, and new production on a new album has just started, so I'm very excited about that. So, yeah, those are the highlights.
Awesome. Thanks, brother. And Tyler?
I just put out a record last week.
Which is awesome, by the way.
Last week?
Yeah.
I think it was a couple weeks ago.
Or 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Oh my God, 2 weeks ago. I should go download it.
Yeah, I just put it out and I love it. I just really think it's my favorite thing I've ever done. So it was just kind of fun to put out, and that's definitely the highlight for me.
And I don't remember the numbers, Ross, you'll probably help me on this, but it was pretty high on the iTunes charts too.
Yeah, it was like number 3 on the US singer-songwriter iTunes chart on the first couple days.
Oh, it sold millions. It sold millions the first week. It's crazy. It broke all kinds of records. We don't have to, but I don't want to bore you guys with how many times it went platinum the first week. But, it did pretty good.
Tyler, are you saving the music industry?
Yeah,
Tyler,
yeah.
Save the music
single-handedly.
Industry?
Wait, you're Taylor Swift? Wait,
yeah.
Oh my God. What?
Yeah.
Tyler, Taylor.
And underneath it. And Bono's underneath that. It's a Scooby-Doo ending.
Dion, brother, has 2014, I think, is the year.
Yeah.
I've been treating you.
Good. I started a country. It's working out pretty well. Yeah.
Jesus.
So I just had a top Tyler, really, you know. But yeah, besides the country, what was good? I mean, like Andy said, I spent this year kind of working on my band. I was doing singer-songwriter stuff for a long time, and I got to play songs that like I had been working on for like a year and a half with a band, and that was just super rewarding. And you know, it doesn't sound glamorous, but it's just such a great feeling. You know, putting songs on, you know, live and feeling them, and you know, watching people enjoy them, hopefully, or cry, one of the two.
Well, feel something, right?
But yeah, so that was definitely a highlight for me, and the country.
Well, yeah, definitely, I think the country. What's the name of your country?
Tangswami Head.
Taco Bell?
And it's the national, yeah, I was going to ask if the national food was tacos, like it would have to be.
Yeah, yeah, this is like, we have breakfast burritos too, mostly.
You could have a flag with a taco on it. That could be there.
Yeah, it's like an eagle carrying a taco in its talons. Yeah, it's
like, it means strength.
Strength, yeah. Yeah, it means strength.
Well, since this is a holiday special, guys, we obviously want to talk a little bit about some kind of ways that we can use the holidays to help promote our music, or the kind of things that we do during the holidays to, some special things that we do with our music, or any kind of thing that I can't speak. Let's try that again, Ross. You go ahead.
I've got a little Loki trying to whine in my ear.
And the next thing we know, he's
got a little Loki trying to whine in my ear.
Aww,
he wants to be part of it. He was sad. He was crying.
He's so cute. I don't have Elliot with me.
They would have been friends.
Ross, do you and Loki ever cry together?
Oh no.
No,
we don't cry
separately.
Yeah, he never cries really. He's good. So yeah. Well, so
okay. So getting back to that, basically, I know that you, Andrew, you put out a Christmas album or EP. Was that last year? Called Christmas.
That was last year. Yeah.
So what kind of inspired you to do that, and how did you pick the songs for it, and you know, how'd that turn out? How did that work out for you?
It was just a really quick project that I thought would be a good idea. It came out later last year, so I didn't have much time to promote it. I don't know. I wasn't really inspired by anything other than that I love to sing Christmas music. So it was that simple. I just and I didn't want to do a whole album because I didn't have time, and that just sounds like a pain in the ass. So I only did like four songs, and one of them is an original that I wrote called Christmas Lights, which is the title of the album. It was received pretty well. You know, the original song was, and I listen to it every day, even though it's not, you know, the holidays.
All right, I want to jump into 20 questions, Ross. You good for it?
Let's go. Let's do it.
All right, we want to jump into 20 questions. Okay, these are all holiday-themed, guys, and we're going to basically go back and forth with everyone. You'll know it's you because we're going to say your name before. Ross, am I starting?
Yeah,
okay,
you go.
Everyone ready for 20 questions?
Oh, yeah.
No, totally ready.
All right, ready? Andrew, ice or snow?
Ice.
Dion, skating or skiing?
Skiing.
Tara, gingerbread men or gingerbread house?
Gingerbread hose?
House.
What?
Your mind is gingerbread men or gingerbread house?
Oh, he said house.
House. I thought you
didn't know.
Gingerbread hose, definitely.
I heard that too.
They're like little mini skirts.
Tyler, 2014
like
or 2015?
Not hose, bro.
I'm sorry. Sorry.
What's that?
Tyler, 2014 or 2015?
2015.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Russ?
1985.
Andrew, eggnog or mulled wine?
The wine, I guess.
Dion, cranberry sauce or warm gravy? I don't know why that's funny.
Or a gingerbread hoe. Uh-huh.
Take warm gravy all over that gingerbread.
Tara, cinnamon or nutmeg?
Cinnamon.
Tyler, Christmas cake or fruit cake?
Christmas cake.
Andrew, Scrooge or Tiny Tim?
Scrooge.
Dion, Frosty or Rudolph?
Frosty.
Welcome to our first holiday special of Bridge to the Atlantic.
We wanted to try something different and invite some of our past guests back on to end the year.
We've included some clips from the pre-interview before the episode that we thought you'd enjoy.
Stay safe and happy holidays.
You can tell everyone's already been on the show because everyone's well-framed. Do you realize that, Ross?
Yeah.
Everyone's perfectly framed. Yeah. Basically, the closer you guys... Not like stupidly close, but the closer you can get, the better. You guys all look good. Just because we're all six of us are going to be on the screen. You're going to do that. I knew it.
We'll
just have Andrew's lips for the whole...
Us entertainers get to have more jerks. Face.
Maybe we can be, we could form one face. Like if one person...
I love it.
Oh, yeah.
Like we could all just form one giant scary face.
This is making me feel funny.
That's the point.
Let's all do the interview kiss distance. Just like uncomfortable kiss distance. Hi, Dion.
Hi, everybody.
Hey. I like
that
voice.
So ridiculous. By the way, I'm the only one that went Christmassy, didn't I?
Yeah, the rest of
you guys have like T-minus 2 minutes to go grab something Christmassy if you can get anything.
Jewish,
anything red or something. Oh, that's butter. Right. Sorry, not Christmassy. I know that.
I'm Jewish. Too.
But I would have totally.
Ross and I had a long talk about this too. We even prepared. We were going to avoid saying Christmas and everything. Oh my god.
Yeah, I get really offended.
Over my face is red.
That's just my excuse for being lazy.
If everybody could just never not say Christmas, just stop saying Christmas right now, or else I'm going to get really upset and angry, and I'm going to like send the Anti-Defamation League and stick them on your asses.
That was the look
I was going to go for.
I had found something Christmassy. I found a candy cane.
Perfect.
I ate it though.
Show us the inside of your stomach.
Cut yourself open on the show right now.
Throw up on this show so that we can see candy cane. Andrew, are those ornaments hanging from your lips?
I found ornaments.
Wow.
Oh. I actually just thought they were your headphones.
Ornaments hanging from lip piercings is exactly what Baby Jesus
Terry,
had in mind.
Terry, I like to say the word Christmas.
When he created Christmas.
Christmas, Christmas, Christmas.
Yeah. Wait, okay, so I have a question.
Naomi 12:10.
Is Santa also Jewish? Because Santa's not Christ connected, right?
Well, Jesus is Jewish.
Santa's not.
So Santa is just, he's
pagan.
Just,
so we can say Jesus, Ross. It brings everyone together. It's Christian and Jewish.
Yeah, we can say Santa.
Ross is all politically correct. He's like, we can't say this or that. I'm like, I wanted one of the 20 questions to be Jesus or Moses.
Totally.
I was like, no, we can't do it.
Wait,
I feel like the snowman is Jesus is Jewish also. So I think we can talk about
the snowman.
He has a
big carrot nose.
Oh,
my God. That's why you're saying he's Jewish. I knew it.
Don't you put that on me.
You're going down in that one.
Are we recording?
And for the record,
I always record.
Yeah. I love Jesus. I'm like super cool with
it. I think I know what I'm going to get you for Christmas now or for Hanukkah is an I Love Jesus shirt. That'll be the ultimate ironic gesture of the year.
Welcome to a special holiday edition of Bridge the Atlantic. We're your hosts, singer-songwriter Marcio Novelli.
And web designer Ross Barber.
Today we're mixing things up a bit by having four guests on the show. So please welcome, in alphabetical order, singer-songwriter Andrew DeLeon, singer-songwriter and Fire in the Romance frontman Dion Roy, singer-songwriter Tara Naomi, and musician-actor Tyler Hilton. Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hey.
What's up?
How's it going?
Hang it. I think my roommate just walked by and thinks I'm talking to the movie I'm watching outside.
Tell him it's this thing called Skype.
Yeah. No, these aren't actors. These are real people.
Yeah.
You're my MySpace friends.
Welcome to the future.
You know, awesome. Just hanging out with my friends on my computer screen in little squares. This is what was promised to me in cartoons as a kid, and it came
and
true.
And here it is.
Yeah, and here it is.
Except there are also like awesome robots that did shit for you too, and I don't have one yet, so I'm a little bummed.
A lot more like moving walkways, you know.
Yeah, a lot more. A lot more.
So, yeah, fuck the future.
The future sucks, apparently.
Is the worst.
This is the future of life.
Why don't we all just hang out like this more often? It's on our own terms. It's in our own spaces. You know what I mean?
I'm not wearing pants.
Smell each other's BO.
I smell terrible.
I'm not wearing pants either. I thought I was doing
And I'm having a good time.
We can hang out without pants all we want on here.
Seriously. I don't feel it's necessary.
Like
I just don't. Yeah, there's nothing below here. I'm just a torso.
Dion's shirt is actually a crop top.
I'm just a bust.
You guys watch American Horror Story, the latest season?
Uh-huh.
Anyone?
No.
Andrew does. Yeah, the girl that doesn't have legs, or like she's just the torso or half a torso.
Yeah.
Anyways, that was a bad reference.
Hook me up.
On that note,
that was a joke.
Yeah, like, I've never been a leg guy.
Yeah.
So, I want to ask you guys, we're going to address you guys one at a time here. Do you guys have any 2014 highlights that you can point out for each of your careers? Mm. I guess I'll ask you, just because you're on the top left of my screen here, Tara, I'm going to ask you first.
Oh my God, really? I mean, yeah. There's so many. I was just like, it's been such a top crazy
three.
Year. I needed to sort of organize all the best into like best, most best, like crazy best.
Your natural response would be the really, best.
Fuck, I don't know. I mean, okay, well, I guess the most exciting thing is, well, some of the songs that I've written I really love, but that's like so... Oh, boring. So I feel like...
But you don't always write good songs every year. So if this year you've written particularly good songs, that's something.
That is something.
Yeah, sound like that.
It's like, I don't know when anybody's going to hear them because I have no plans to make an album anytime soon. But I'm really
excited
about
this book
that I'm writing.
It's so good that we have you on the show right now, then. This is great.
Yeah.
You're promoting an album that you will not make.
I'm an accountant now.
No, I mean, this is my office. No,
awesome.
I'm really excited about the book that I'm writing and the musical, both musicals, and I'm really excited about the TV show that's going to come from the book and awesome. About some of the other shit I'm developing in the TV and film world. And
woo.
That's kind of, and I'm going awesome. To Uruguay. I'm going to Uruguay on Tuesday to sing. To sing at the Formula One, well, Formula E, their electric car race.
They're
so that's kind
cars.
Of that's gonna probably be a highlight because I'll get to be in Punta del Este, which is like the most awesome sort of South America's super cool place to go, and there'll be electric cars racing around the city, and I'll be singing this crazy song with dancers and stuff, which is like. Completely not what I normally do, but I'm really excited about it. So that'll probably end up being a highlight.
Awesome.
It's been a pretty great year, to be honest. So
awesome. You, Andrew.
Yeah.
Dang.
What?
A highlight of 2014 for yourself as for your career.
Oh, I'd say forming my band and performing with them for the first time at this past October at the Austin Vampire Ball was pretty awesome. It went smoothly, and usually shit goes wrong, your first show with the band, because I'm used to performing solo, and shit did go wrong, but it wasn't stuff that the audience could tell. It was just stuff that I could tell. I'm such a control freak that, but that is a huge highlight. Yeah, 2014 was a great year for that, and new production on a new album has just started, so I'm very excited about that. So, yeah, those are the highlights.
Awesome. Thanks, brother. And Tyler?
I just put out a record last week,
which is awesome, by the way.
Last week?
Yeah.
I think it was a couple weeks ago
or 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Oh my god! Two weeks ago. I have to go download it.
I just put it out and I love it. I just really think it's my favorite thing I've ever done. So it was just kind of fun to put out, and that's definitely the highlight for me.
And I don't remember the numbers, Ross. You'll probably help me on this, but it was pretty high on the iTunes charts too.
Yeah, it was like number 3 on the U.S. singer-songwriter iTunes chart on the first couple days.
Oh, it sold millions. It sold millions the first week. It's crazy. It broke all kinds of records. We don't have to. But I don't want to bore you guys with how many times it went platinum the first week. But, it did pretty good.
Tyler, are you saving the music industry?
Yeah,
Tyler,
yeah.
Single-handedly.
Yeah. Wait, you're Taylor Swift? Wait, yeah. Oh my God. What?
Yeah.
Tyler, yeah. Taylor.
Wow.
And underneath it. And Bono's underneath that. It's a Scooby-Doo ending.
Dion, brother. How's 2014, I think, is the year. How's life been treating you?
Good. I started a country. It's working out pretty well. Yeah.
Jesus.
So I just had a top Tyler, really, but yeah, besides the country, what was good? I mean, like Andy said, I spent this year kind of working on my band. I was doing singer-songwriter stuff for a long time, and I got to play songs that like I had been working on for like a year and a half with a band, and that was just super rewarding. And it doesn't sound glamorous, but it's just such a great feeling, putting songs on, live and feeling them, and watching people enjoy them, hopefully, or cry. One of the two.
Well, feel something, right?
But yeah, so that was definitely a highlight for me and the country.
Well, yeah, definitely, I think the country. What's the name of your country?
Tangswami Head.
Taco Bell?
And is the national, yeah, I was going to ask if the national food was tacos, like it would have to be.
Yeah, yeah, this is like, we have breakfast burritos too, mostly.
You could have a flag with a taco on it. That could be there.
Yeah, it's like an eagle carrying a taco in its talons. Yeah, it's
like, it means strength.
Strength, yeah. Yeah, it means strength.
Well, since this is a holiday special, guys, we obviously want to talk a little bit about some kind of ways that we can use the holidays to help promote our music, or the kind of things that we do during the holidays to, I don't know, some special things that we do with our music, or any kind of thing that I can't speak. Let's try that again. Ross, you go ahead.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
I've got little Loki trying to whine in my ear. He wants to be part of it. He was sad. He was crying.
He's so cute. I don't have Elliot with me.
Oh, they would have been
Ross,
friends.
Do you and Loki ever cry together?
Oh, no.
No?
We don't cry
separately?
Yeah. He never cries, really. He's good. So, yeah, well, so...
Okay, so getting back to that, basically, I know that you, Andrew, you put out a Christmas album or EP, was that last year? Called Christmas?
That was last year, yeah.
So what kind of inspired you to do that, and how'd you pick the songs for it, and, you know, how'd that turn out? How did that work out for you?
It was just a really quick project that I thought would be a good idea. It came out later last year, so I didn't have much time to promote it. I don't know, I wasn't really inspired by anything other than that I love to sing Christmas music, so it was that simple. I just said, and I didn't want to do a whole album because I didn't have time, and that just sounds like a pain in the ass. So I only did like four songs, and one of them is an original that I wrote called Christmas Lights, which is the title of the album. Yeah, it was received pretty well. You know, the original song was, and I listen to it every day, even though it's not, you know, the holidays.
All right, I want to jump into 20 questions, Ross. You good for it?
Let's go. Let's do
it. All right. We want to jump into 20 questions. Okay. These are all holiday themed, guys, and we're going to basically go back and forth with everyone. You'll know it's you because we're going to say your name before. Ross, am I starting?
Yeah.
Okay.
You go.
Everyone ready for 20 questions?
Oh, yeah.
No, totally ready.
All right. Ready? Andrew, ice or snow?
Ice.
Dion, skating or skiing?
Skiing.
Tara, gingerbread men or gingerbread house?
Gingerbread hose?
House. Your mind is gingerbread men or gingerbread house?
Oh, he said house.
House. I thought you
didn't know.
Gingerbread hose, definitely.
I heard that too.
They're like little mini skirts.
Tyler, 2014
like,
or 2015?
Not hose, bro.
I'm sorry. Sorry.
What's that?
Tyler, 2014 or 2015?
2015.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Russ.
1985.
Andrew, eggnog or mulled wine?
The wine, I guess.
Dion, cranberry sauce or warm gravy? I don't know why that's funny.
Or gingerbread hoe. Oh.
Take warm gravy all over that gingerbread.
Tara, cinnamon or nutmeg?
Cinnamon.
Tyler, Christmas cake or fruit cake?
Christmas cake.
Andrew, Scrooge or Tiny Tim?
Scrooge.
Dion, Frosty or Rudolph?
Frosty.
Tara, Santa Claus or Kris Kringle?
Santa.
Tyler, Charlie Brown or Elf?
Alf.
Elf.
Elf, like Elf. Will Ferrell, you know Will Ferrell?
Yeah, I guess why would it be Alf? Like
1980s, Elf.
Yeah. When I think Christmas, I think Alf.
Yeah.
I wish I could do an Elf accent.
I would have loved to be there when they pitched Elf to the network. Okay, we have a new TV show idea. About the ugliest fucking thing you've ever seen, and he lives with his family. And you're like, sounds like it's gonna be hit.
Cats, right? He ate cats.
He hated cats. Yeah.
No, he ate them.
He ate cats.
Them. This was on TV. I watched this as a kid.
This all just sounds like me.
Weird. Elf.
Awesome.
Andrew, All Holy Night or White Christmas?
All Holy Night.
Do you realize how Ross went white?
I just wanted to hear him say that again.
White Christmas.
Like, can you just say that again?
Oh, Holy Night or White Christmas?
White.
He's like white Stewie on Family Guy who says H before
this. I was totally white. Thinking of
cool
that.
Hip. Cool hip. Dion, Deck the Halls or Last Christmas? I'm sorry. I know you're
joking. We're Hanukkah Harry, I'm going to go with. Deck the Halls, I think. Right. Yeah, for
Sarah,
sure.
Winter Wonderland or Silent Night?
For me?
Yes.
I'm a big fan of Silent Night. I think it's a beautiful song.
Tyler, my favorite's Oh Holy Night. That's like my favorite. Tyler, Jingle Bells or Joy to the World?
Jingle Bells.
Yeah. I don't know why Jordan I'm so like, yeah, but...
Yeah, I hate everybody that likes that other song.
Andrew, the Nightmare... it's a little bit cliche, I'm sorry. The Nightmare Before Christmas or Gremlins?
Fuck.
That's not an answer.
The Nightmare Before Gremlins?
That's my answer. The Nightmare Before Christmas, yeah.
All right.
Dion, sorry. It's a Wonderful Life or A Christmas Story?
Everybody's apologizing. No, I prefer to only talk about Jewish things, really. It's a Wonderful Life, for sure.
Tara, Home Alone or Jingle All the Way?
Home Alone.
And finally,
Tyler, Jim Carrey.
We know you love Jim Carrey.
Yeah, so Jim Carrey in The Grinch or A Christmas Carol? Please tell me you've seen one of them.
A Christmas Carol.
Really? My son's been like obsessed with The Grinch that he's in. Like obsessed with it. Like every day he has to watch it again and again.
Thought I'd share that anecdote. It's a scary character.
It's a great story. I felt like I was there.
Now, we just want to announce to our listeners and viewers that we're going to be doing a giveaway bundle with some stuff from these awesome guests. So for full details, please go on our website, which is bridge-the-atlantic.com. Ross and I hate that we couldn't get bridge-the-atlantic.com, that it's dashes in there. So whoever has Bridge the Atlantic and is not using it, it's just a park page, give it to us. That's all I have to say about that.
I'm sure they'll be listening, and I'm sure they'll answer your plea.
Everyone listens to this show.
Everyone, like, guys.
Yeah.
What is your favorite Christmas movie, guys? If you guys had to pick, or if you guys can recommend your favorite Christmas movie and or favorite Christmas album. And Dion, you
Someone
go first.
Find that very funny.
Well, sorry, not Christmas, sorry. Holiday album, only my one. Lord.
To me, there's only one, and what? it's the Griswolds. Anything Griswolds.
Yeah.
Anything National Lampoon. It's like all the time, over and over.
Tyler?
Probably the Elvis Christmas album, and the movie would be The Santa Claus.
Ah, we were going to add that to the 20th.
Love that movie.
Andrew?
I'm going to have to agree with the Christmas Vacation. It's my favorite one. And anything Frank Sinatra.
Cool.
Christmas, yeah.
Tara?
Well, I don't Love Actually. I don't know if it's really a Christmas movie, but it takes place during Christmas, and there's definitely a big Christmas, theme going on. It's kind of a Christmas movie, yeah. So that's my favorite Christmas movie. And album, I don't know. Did Dolly Parton ever do a Christmas album? Because if she did, it'd probably be my favorite.
I think she probably did.
Seattle? Remember something Seattle?
Sleepless in Seattle.
Yeah, isn't that like a Christmassy movie too? Like a romance kind of. I think that's all.
No, you're thinking of Troll 2.
Ross, what's your favorite Christmas movie and or album?
Oh, you know I don't like Christmas music and stuff.
I know, that's why I'm asking you.
I don't have
time. Time's up.
What's that? Do I win a prize?
What's that?
I can't think of a favorite Christmas album, but Christmas movie. I mean, I would probably say Home Alone. Home Alone would probably be the one.
I'm with you on that. Home Alone's one of the good ones. Or any of for me, it's any of those Chris cartoon ones I mentioned earlier. And for me, album is, I love those classic, I can't remember, like those classic 1950s or 1960s, like White Christmas. And who sings that?
And Bing Crosby?
That's like my favorite kind of, I grew up on that stuff, so it's very nostalgic for me. So before we bid you adieu, I don't know why I'm talking like that. Before we bid you adieu, what's in store for 2015 for all you guys? We're finishing up a year here. We have a whole new year ahead of us. Ross and I have talked about how much we can't stand like New Year's resolutions, but at the same time, I do look at a new year as being like a cleansing experience in a way, and like what you didn't like about the previous year, what you're going to do differently this summer, what you did like, what are you going to carry on? So we'd love if you guys to share with our listeners and viewers what's in store for 2015. Tara, you first.
Why do I have to go first?
Okay, Andrew, you first.
Why? Because I look like her? Because I look like her?
Well, I can't. Who's who here? Andrew?
All this year has just been preparing me for next year, which is, like I said, the new album is in the works, and then hopefully we're talking about music videos, and then after that, touring.
Very awesome.
Cool. Yeah.
Dion?
Well, I pretty much killed 2014, so...
Well, you started country, man.
Yeah, I started country.
There's no way you can top that.
Let's see you top that time.
unless you invade another one.
Yeah. That's a great idea.
Oh, shit, I should not have said that.
I'm coming after you in England, Ross.
I thought it was bad bringing up religion.
Well, you won't find
me
here.
But yeah, I'm going to put out a record that I've been working on forever. And so that'll happen beginning of 2015. And that's reward enough for me. So I'm so super stoked for that.
Tyler?
Just promoting this record, and I just heard I'm going to be doing some stuff on the new season of Extant, too, that's coming back.
So awesome. You guys are renewed. Congrats.
Yeah, super cool. I just want to know what happens, kind of. But yeah, between those two things, that'll probably be next year.
Very cool. Yeah. And Tara?
I want to get this book released, so in the early part, I'm going to kind of hopefully get the publishing all figured out.
What's the name of the book?
And then, I'm not telling yet.
Oh, well, that's a great way to promote it, Sarah.
I'm not telling yet. The title is so good that it was actually optioned on the spot with a handshake deal by one of the top television show creators of all time. So I'll just leave you with that. And
that's kind of like a moment right there.
I'll tell you the title
at a
later date.
That, Dion.
Yeah. No, I'm excited about that. I'm excited about the musicals. I'm working on two musicals, and hopefully this time next year, one of them, the first one, the bigger, well, the one that I've focused more on, hopefully that one will be, you know, we're hoping for Broadway with that. So that'll be sick. Ooh. And hopefully, I don't know, musicals move slowly, but that's a big focus of 2015. And I don't know, I just want to be, happier. I want to be like my happiest, healthiest, most fulfilled version of myself in 2015. And that's the way things seem to be pointing, because I've been working really hard at that. So we'll see.
You and me both. Before we wrap up, we usually don't do this, but Ross, tell us what your plans are for 2015.
I'm going on vacation in May.
Okay, you guys all know Ross. Ross is actually
I never take vacation. I've not taken a vacation since
like
2011
hear,
or something. So I'm doing that. I am trying to finish this year with as few projects overhanging for next year so that I can start January fresh. I'm like relaunching my website and all this kind of stuff. So yeah, there's quite a lot of things going on. But I'm excited for doing more Bridge of the Atlantic stuff. I'm excited to just have this show grow and do it with my friend Marcio.
Friend. You use that term really loosely, right?
Like, I know. Be a friend, and I was like, no.
Oh, we're friends.
Well,
what about you, Marcio? Tell us what you have going
well,
on?
Well, my wife and I are having our second kid in March, so that'll be interesting.
Yes,
another little boy. Yeah, thanks, man. That'll be crazy. And I'll be working on a new record next year, my second full-length record, and also putting out an acoustic EP. So that's kind of what I'm looking forward to next year, and maybe do a little acting or something. Let's see you top that, Tyler. So that's so I'd like to Russ and I would both, I'm gonna speak for you, Russ, thank you guys so much for coming on the show. Seriously, this is we didn't know what to expect. This is the first time we've done this, and I loved it. We'll definitely do this again.
Yeah, had a
cool thanks guys.
Thanks guys.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Bridge the Atlantic. If you like what you heard, please subscribe and leave a rating and review on iTunes.
You can also find us on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, so connect with us on there and let us know what you think of the show.
Thanks for being awesome, and we'll see you next week.
Kind of look like a dad this morning. My hair to the side.
Hey, those are all the...
I don't know.
Those are
like my dad.
A 90s dad.
I think it's a beautiful song.
Tyler, my favorite's Oh Holy Night. That's like my favorite. Tyler, Jingle Bells or Joy to the World?
Jingle Bells.
Yeah. I don't know why I'm so like, yeah. But
yeah. I hate everybody that likes that other song.
Andrew, The Nightmare... it's a little bit cliche, I'm sorry. The Nightmare Before Christmas or Gremlins?
Fuck.
That's not an answer.
The Nightmare Before Gremlins?
That's my answer. The Nightmare Before Christmas, yeah.
Alright.
Dion, sorry. It's a Wonderful Life or A Christmas Story?
Everybody's apologizing. No, I prefer to only talk about Jewish things, really. It's a Wonderful Life, for sure.
Tara, Home Alone or Jingle All the Way?
Home Alone!
And finally...
Jim Carrey.
We know you love Jim Carrey.
Yeah. So Jim Carrey in The Grinch or A Christmas Carol? Please tell me you've seen one of them.
A Christmas Carol.
Really? My son's been like obsessed with The Grinch that he's in. Like obsessed with it. Like every day he has to watch it again and again.
Thought I'd share that anecdote. It's a scary character.
It's a great story. I felt like I was there.
Now, we just want to announce to our listeners and viewers that we're going to be doing a giveaway bundle with some stuff from these awesome guests. So for full details, please go on our website, which is bridge-the-atlantic.com. Ross and I hate that we couldn't get bridge-the-atlantic.com, that it's dashes in there. So whoever has Bridge the Atlantic and is not using it, it's just a park page, give it to us. That's all I have to say about that.
I'm sure they'll be listening, and I'm sure they'll answer your plea.
Everyone listens to this show.
Everyone, like guys.
Yeah.
What is your favorite Christmas movie, guys? If you guys had to pick, or if you guys can recommend your favorite Christmas movie and or favorite Christmas album. And Dion, you
someone
go first.
Find that very funny.
Well, sorry, not Christmas.
To me
sorry, holiday
to me
album.
Only
my
one.
Lord.
To me, there's only one, and what? it's the Griswolds. Anything Griswolds.
Yeah.
You know, anything National Lampoon. It's like all the time, over and over.
Tyler?
Probably the Elvis Christmas album, and the movie would be The Santa Claus.
Ah, we were going to add that to the 20th.
Love that movie.
Andrew?
I would have to agree with the Christmas Vacation. It's my favorite one. And anything Frank Sinatra.
Cool.
Christmas, yeah.
Tara?
Well, I don't Love Actually. I don't know if it's really a Christmas movie, but it takes place during Christmas, and there's definitely a big Christmas, you know, theme going on. It's kind of a Christmas movie, yeah. So that's my favorite Christmas movie. And album, I don't know. Did Dolly Parton ever do a Christmas album? Because if she did, it'd probably be my favorite.
I think she probably did.
Seattle? Remember something Seattle?
Sleepless in Seattle.
Yeah, isn't that like a Christmassy movie too? Like a romance kind of. I think that's all.
No, you're thinking of Troll 2.
Ross, what's your favorite Christmas movie and or album?
Oh, you know I don't like Christmas music and stuff.
I know, that's why
so,
I'm asking you.
I don't actually have any.
Time's up.
What's that? Do I win a prize?
Yeah. What's that?
I can't think of a favorite Christmas album, but Christmas movie, I mean, I would probably say Home Alone.
Sorry.
Home Alone would probably be the one.
I'm with you on that. Home Alone's one of the good ones. Or any of for me, it's any of those Chris cartoon ones I mentioned earlier. And for me, album is, I love those classic, I can't remember, like those classic 1950s or 1960s, like White Christmas. And who sings that?
And Bing Crosby?
That's like my favorite kind of, I grew up on that stuff, so it's very nostalgic for me. So before we bid you adieu, I don't know why I'm talking like that. Before we bid you adieu, what's the story for 2015 for all you guys? We're finishing up a year here. We have a whole new year ahead of us. Ross and I have talked about how much we can't stand like New Year's resolutions, but at the same time, I do look at a new year as being like a cleansing experience in a way, and like what you didn't like about the previous year, what you're going to do differently this time, or what you did like, what are you going to carry on? So we'd love for you guys to share with our listeners and viewers what's in store for 2015. Tara, you first.
Why do I have to go first?
Okay, Andrew, you first.
Why? Because I look like her? Because I look like her?
Well, I can't. Who's who here? Andrew?
All this year has just been preparing me for next year, which is, like I said, the new album is in the works, and then hopefully we're talking about music videos, and then after that, touring.
Very awesome.
Cool. Yeah.
Dion?
Well, I pretty much killed 2014, so...
Well, you started country, man.
Yeah, I started country.
There's no way you can top that.
Let's
see you top that time.
unless you invade another one.
That's a great idea.
Oh, shit, I should not have said that.
I'm coming after you in England, Ross.
I thought it was bad bringing up religion.
Well, you won't find
that.
Me here.
I'm going to put out a record that I've been working on forever. And so that'll happen beginning of 2015. And that's reward enough for me. So I'm so super stoked for that.
Tyler?
Just promoting this record, and I just heard I'm going to be doing some stuff on the new season of Extant, too, that's coming back.
So awesome. You guys are renewed. Congrats.
Yeah, super cool. I just want to know what happens, kind of. Between those two things, that'll probably be next year.
Very cool. Yeah. And Tara?
I want to get this book released, so in the early part, I'm going to kind of hopefully get the publishing all figured out.
What's the name of the book?
I'm not telling yet.
Oh, well, that's a great
name,
Sarah.
I'm not telling yet. The title is so good that it was actually optioned on the spot with a handshake deal by one of the top television show creators of all time. So I'll just leave you with that. And
that's kind of like a moment right there.
I'll tell you the title at a later date.
That, Dion.
Yeah. No, I'm excited about that. I'm excited about the musicals. I'm working on two musicals, and hopefully this time next year, one of them, the first one, the bigger, well, the one that I've focused more on, hopefully that one will be, we're hoping for Broadway with that. So that'll be sick. Ooh. And hopefully, I don't know, musicals move slowly, but that's a big focus of 2015. And I don't know, I want to be happier. I want to be like my happiest, healthiest, most fulfilled version of myself in 2015. And that's the way things seem to be pointing, because I've been working really hard at that. So we'll see.
You and me both. Before we wrap up, we usually don't do this, but Ross, tell us what your plans are for 2015.
I'm going on vacation in May.
Okay, you guys all know Ross. Ross is actually
I never take vacation. I've not taken a vacation since
like
2011
or
something. So I'm doing that. I am trying to finish this year with as few projects overhanging for next year so that I can start January fresh. I'm like relaunching my website and all this kind of stuff. So yeah, there's quite a lot of things going on. But I'm excited for doing more Bridge of the Atlantic stuff. I'm excited to just have this show grow and do it with my friend Marcio.
Friend. You use that term really loosely, right?
Like, I know. Be a friend, and I was like, no.
Oh, we're friends.
Well,
And what about you, Marcio? Tell us what you have going on.
Well, my wife and I are having our second kid in March, so that'll be interesting.
Yes,
another little boy. Yeah, thanks, man. That'll be crazy. And I'll be working on a new record next year, my second full-length record, and also putting on an acoustic EP. So that's kind of what I'm looking forward to next year, and maybe do a little acting or something. Let's see you top that, Tyler. So that's yeah. So I'd like to Russ and I would both. I'm going to speak for you, Russ. Thank you guys so much for coming on the show. Seriously, this is we didn't know what to expect. This first time we've done this, and I loved it. We'll definitely do this again.
Yeah, had a
cool. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Bridge the Atlantic. If you like what you heard, please subscribe and leave a rating and review on iTunes.
You can also find us on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, so connect with us on there and let us know what you think of the show.
Thanks for being awesome, and we'll see you next week.
I kind of look like a dad this morning. My hair to the side.
Hey, those are all the...
I don't know.
Those
you don't look like my dad.
A 90s dad.